What secrets do the creatures that walk among the pages of the Bible hide? From majestic creation to enigmatic prophecies, animals reveal more than their physical nature. Join a journey of discovery as we explore their forgotten and prophetic stories. Ready to unravel the mysteries that lie between the lines? Subscribe now and witness astonishing revelations. Chapter 1. The Creation of the Wild Beasts. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 24 to 25, we find the account of the creation of animals. God, after having formed the earth and the sky, decrees, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. This divine act preceded the creation of man, underscoring the importance and uniqueness of the creatures that would inhabit the earth before the arrival of man. The diversity of animal species is a living testimony to God's creative work. From the great beasts that roam the plains to the tiny insects that hide in the undergrowth, each reflects the wisdom and design of the Creator. The majesty of these beings, described as created according to their kinds, emphasizes both the variety and precision with which they were formed. Observing how animals were created before man invites deep reflection on the purpose of their existence in the context of divine creation. They were not only conceived to populate and inhabit the earth, but also to complement the environment in which they were placed. The earth, once populated by animals, was ready to receive the crown of creation, man. The mystery intensifies when we consider that the creation of animals preceded mankind. What is the significance of this order in the divine plan? Were the animals necessary precursors to set the stage for the arrival of man? The scriptures not only narrate the sequence of events, but also invite us to contemplate the wisdom of a cosmic design that surpasses our limited understanding. Animal diversity, from land mammals to the birds of the air to the fish of the sea, reveals a spectrum of forms and functions that illustrate the fullness and abundance of God's creation. Each species, unique in its design and purpose, contributes to an interdependent ecosystem that proclaims the glory of the Creator. In conclusion, the creation of the wild beasts not only preceded man in the biblical account, but also established a precedent of order and purpose in the design of nature. This order reflects the divine wisdom and complexity of a universe that continues to reveal its secrets to those who delve into its study. Chapter 2. The Sacrifice of Animals. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 4, the first act of sacrifice recorded in the Bible is recounted. Abel, son of Adam and Eve, offered of the firstlings of his flock, of the fat portions, as an offering to God. This act marked the beginning of a practice that would become a central element of Old Testament worship: animal sacrifice. Animal sacrifices were not simple ritual acts, but had a deep theological and spiritual significance. These acts involved the symbolic transfer of the guilt and sin of the offerer to the sacrificed animal, which acted as a substitute. The death of the animal represented the atonement of the sins of the individual and his community before God. The drama of forgiveness and reconciliation was manifested in every sacrifice. The priests, following strict rules and ceremonies established by God, offered the animals without blemish as a pure and acceptable offering. This process was a tangible manifestation of the search for divine forgiveness and the restoration of the relationship broken by sin. The practice of animal sacrifice also had an educational and reminder component. It reminded the community of the seriousness of sin and the ongoing need for repentance and reconciliation with God. It was not simply a mechanical ritual, but an act that required humility, reverence, and a contrite heart on the part of the offerer. The Bible records numerous types of sacrifices, each with its own specific purpose: burnt offerings, sin offerings, peace offerings, among others. Each type had its own regulations and rules, all designed to reflect different aspects of man's relationship with God and the need for forgiveness and restoration. Animal sacrifice reached its climax in the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ. He, as the spotless Lamb of God, offered his life as the perfect and final sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. His death not only fulfilled all the typologies and prophecies of the Old Testament, but also opened the way for a complete and eternal reconciliation between God and man. Reflecting on animal sacrifice in the Old Testament leads us to consider the depth of God's love and mercy. Although the practices of sacrifice have ceased with the coming of Christ, their significance endures as a testimony to God's redeeming grace and the continuing need to approach Him with contrite and humble hearts. Ultimately, animal sacrifice in the Old Testament was not only an act of worship and obedience, but also a dramatic witness to the divine provision for reconciliation and forgiveness of sins. Chapter 3. The Wisdom of Animals. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24 to 28, invites us to contemplate the wisdom that can be drawn from the smallest and seemingly simple creatures of the earth. The author of Proverbs notes four specific examples. The ants, a people without strength, but they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers, a people not mighty, yet they make their homes in the cliffs. The locusts, they have no king, yet all of them march in rank. And the lizard, you can take in your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 25 to 28. Each of these creatures offers profound lessons of wisdom that go beyond their apparent size or strength. Ants teach us about the importance of diligent work and foresight, characteristics crucial to human life. Rock badgers, despite their weakness, demonstrate wisdom in seeking safe shelter. Locusts show the strength of unity and cooperation, while the lizard illustrates the ability to find opportunities even in the most unexpected places. These lessons remind us that God's wisdom is revealed not only in the grandeur of the universe, but also in the tiniest details of creation. Every creature, however small, reflects aspects of the divine character and can teach us valuable lessons about life and conduct. The mystery intensifies when considering how these creatures, with their simplicity and instinctive nature, can offer profound insights into human nature. Close observation of their behaviors reveals universal principles of organization, survival, and adaptation that can be applied in our own lives. From ants that teach the importance of constant work to lizards that show patience and skill in finding places of security, every creature has a role in the vast tapestry of divine creation. This challenges us to appreciate and respect even the smallest creatures, recognizing their vital role in ecological balance and their potential to teach us about humility and dependence on God. The wisdom lessons of animals invite us to reflect on our own behavior and attitude toward life. They teach us about the importance of planning, cooperation, persistence, and adaptability in our ways. Beyond their role in the earthly ecology, these creatures remind us that divine wisdom manifests itself in all forms of life, and that each has something unique to offer those willing to observe and learn. Ultimately, the wisdom of animals challenges us to cultivate a greater sensitivity and respect for all of God's creation, recognizing that every creature, however small, carries with it a part of the Creator's knowledge and revelation. Chapter 4. Prophecies and Animals. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6 to 9 presents a prophetic vision of peace and harmony between animals that would traditionally be considered natural enemies. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. This idyllic image not only evokes a paradisiacal peace between formerly fierce creatures, but also symbolizes a complete transformation of nature and relationships under the messianic reign. Isaiah's prophecy is not limited to reconciliation between animals, but extends to the universal reconciliation that the Messiah will bring. This passage speaks of a future time of complete harmony and peace, where the entire creation will experience a final restoration and redemption. The symbolism of animals in these prophecies points not only to physical changes in the natural world, but also to spiritual and social transformations that will accompany the coming of the kingdom of God. The suspense is heightened when we consider how these prophecies may manifest in the modern world. Although the full fulfillment of these prophetic visions is yet to come, we can see glimpses of their fulfillment in communities and movements that seek reconciliation, justice, and peace. Every act of reconciliation between enemies, whether human or animal, reflects the messianic ideal of restoration and unity. The wolf and the lamb, the leopard and the young goat, the lion and the calf represent not only peaceful coexistence, but also the overcoming of the divisions and conflicts that characterize our world today. This prophetic vision challenges our perceptions and calls us to work towards a future where differences are reconciled and the entire creation lives in harmony under the reign of God. To fully understand the impact of these prophecies, we must recognize that they are meant not only to comfort, but also to provoke change. They urge us to be agents of peace and reconciliation in a world marked by discord and inequality. The fulfillment of these prophecies requires our active participation in the restoration of creation and the promotion of social justice. In conclusion, the prophecies involving animals in the Bible not only offer us a glimpse of the glorious future to come, but also challenge us to live according to the principles of the kingdom of God here and now. In interpreting these prophetic visions, we commit ourselves to work for a holistic transformation that embraces not only human relationships, but also humanity's relationship with all of creation. Chapter 5, Animals in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, presents a profound teaching of Jesus on divine providence in relation to animals. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's consent? This passage not only highlights God's care for the smallest and seemingly insignificant creatures, but also reveals his loving and sovereign care over all creation. Jesus frequently used examples from nature and animals in his parables and teachings to illustrate deep spiritual truths. For example, in Matthew 6:26, he compares God's concern for the birds of the air with his care for us. Behold the birds of the air which neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are ye not of more value than they? This teaching underscores the intrinsic importance and value of every form of life before God. The drama in Jesus' parables about animals lies in how they reveal universal truths about God's love, divine providence, and human responsibility. For example, the parable of the Good Shepherd in John 10:11-18 uses the figure of the shepherd and his sheep to illustrate Jesus' care, protection, and sacrifice for his followers. This metaphor not only highlights God's unconditional love, but also the relationship of trust and dependence that must exist between the shepherd and the sheep. In addition, Jesus often used the observation of nature to challenge human attitudes toward compassion and justice. In Luke chapter 13, verse 15-16, he rebukes the religious leaders for their hypocrisy in criticizing him for healing on the Sabbath, comparing them to those who release their animals to drink on the Sabbath. This comparison highlights the importance of treating animals with compassion and justice, as well as understanding the true meaning of divine laws. Jesus' care for animals is not only limited to his verbal teaching, but is also seen in his actions. In Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 20, Jesus delivers a demon-possessed man by allowing them to enter a herd of pigs. Although the pigs rush into the sea and perish, this act shows Jesus' priority for spiritual and human liberation over material interests, even in the context of interaction with animals. In summary, Jesus' teachings about animals not only offer insight into their divine care and concern, but also challenge us to reflect on our relationship with all of creation. They remind us that all life forms are precious in God's eyes and that our treatment of them should reflect His love and care. As we study these teachings, we are called to live with compassion and responsibility toward animals, recognizing that they are an integral part of God's creation and deserve our respect and care. Chapter 6. Beasts in Revelation. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 to 18, presents an apocalyptic vision of a beast emerging from the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, each crowned with blasphemies. This passage introduces the reader to the complex prophetic symbolism that characterizes the book of Revelation, where the beasts play a crucial role as representations of conflicting spiritual and political forces during the end times. The symbolism of the beasts in Revelation is rich and multifaceted. The beasts not only represent oppressive and tyrannical earthly powers, but also symbolize resistance and the spiritual struggle between good and evil. The beast from the sea, described in Revelation chapter 13, has been interpreted as a representation of the Antichrist and his empire, manifesting an evil and blasphemous dominion over the earth. The mystery intensifies when considering the historical and future interpretations of the beasts in the book of Revelation. Scholars and theologians have offered diverse interpretations of the identity and significance of these beasts, ranging from contemporary political empires to manifestations of spiritual powers and secret societies operating in the shadows. The suspense in the discussion of the beasts lies in the anticipation of the final fulfillment of these prophecies. As world events and geopolitical developments seem to align with apocalyptic descriptions, many believers find in these passages an urgent warning and a call for spiritual preparation for the times ahead. In addition to the prophetic aspect, the beasts in Revelation also represent a reminder of God's sovereignty over all earthly and spiritual powers. Although the beasts may seem invincible and dominant, their ultimate fate is sealed by divine judgment and Christ's final victory over evil and unrighteousness. The book of Revelation not only challenges us to interpret and understand the symbolism of the beasts, but also to apply its teachings to our daily lives. It calls us to be alert and vigilant in the face of the evil forces operating in the world, maintaining our faith and trust in the protection and salvation promised by God. In summary, the beasts in the revelation of the book of Revelation encapsulate the spiritual and political conflict that will characterize the last days according to John's prophetic vision. Their symbolism invites us to deep reflection on God's power, justice, and sovereignty, while preparing us for an uncertain but promising future under the eternal reign of Christ. Chapter 7. The Future of the Animals. In Romans 8:19-21, the Apostle Paul presents a profound vision of the future of creation, where all creation waits with longing for the manifestation of the sons of God. This expectation is not limited to mankind alone, but encompasses all of creation, including the animals. Paul describes how creation was subjected to vanity and waits to be freed from the slavery of corruption to share in the glorious freedom of the sons of God. This passage invites us to consider the future role of animals in the context of the redemption and restoration of creation. Although animals do not share the same personal and spiritual relationship with God as humans, they are an integral part of His original design and purpose. The redemption of creation includes the restoration of harmony and peace in all relationships, including that of animals with humans and with each other. The future of animals in God's redemptive plan is a subject of hope and mystery. Although the scriptures do not provide specific details about how the redemption of animals will take place, the promise of a new earth and new heavens implies a complete restoration of all creation, where there will be no more pain, suffering, or death. The drama in the consideration of the future of animals lies in the anticipation of a state of perfection and harmony that transcends our present understanding. Salvation is not only for humans, but for all creation that groaned and suffered under the weight of sin and the curse. The final restoration will not only affect humanity, but also all aspects of the physical and spiritual creation. The dramatic close of this chapter calls us to contemplate the hope we have in Christ, who not only died for the redemption of human beings, but also inaugurated a path of complete restoration for all creation. In Him, we find the promise of a future where animals and all living creatures will experience the fullness of life and reconciliation with God. For those who long to explore these truths more deeply and prepare for the times ahead, I invite you to subscribe to continue discovering more about God's Word and how it transforms our lives. May the Lord's blessing be upon each reader as they seek His truth and His will in all areas of their lives.